Hi. So we're on day 14 of 28 of the Smart Start program, and I thought it was a good opportunity to briefly summarise some of the key points that we've covered today. First point is that building a habit is a journey. A journey has a destination, something that's important to you that you want to achieve. Indeed, the desire becomes the psychological fuel of your journey, so it's really important to keep connected to it. The journey is catalysed into action by the first of your four heroes that I introduced you to, the master hero, whose purpose is to first ask the question, what's important to me? And then secondly, to affirm this. Like someone marching in the streets for a cause, your cause, you, because you deserve it. Second point is we are not a single coherent self. Psychologically, we are in fact made up of multiple, sometimes conflicting selves. We're a community of selves. One of the most common experiences of the conflict between ourselves is when we procrastinate. It's like a group of people who are arguing amongst themselves and not being able to find common ground and not being willing to make the effort or sacrifice that that common ground calls for. The third is the distinction between habits and practices. Habits are powerful stepping stones of evolution. However, they're always designed for a specific purpose and environment, and both of these change over time. But because a true habit is done automatically, they become invisible to us. The danger of this is that they can come out of date and difficult to change. A practice, on the other hand, is like a habit in that it is done regularly, but unlike a habit in that it is done with intention and effort. Which brings us to the fourth point, which is the importance of beginnings and endings. Any intentional form of change, of which the practice is our vehicle, requires us to wake up in a sense. But trying to do that all the time is difficult. That's why I recommend you use the beginning and end of your day to build what I call a living beginning and a living end. The beginning sets an intention for your day and a reminder of what is important to you about it. The living ending brings your working on team into play, and they help you to reflect and learn and refine the configuration of your practice so that it can work better for you over time. And the fifth point is about your self-author. You are always more than you know yourself to be. You are more than your four heroes. Without your direction, they sometimes fall asleep, so they need a team manager. You are more than your beliefs. While your life as it has been is a reflection of your beliefs, your future is not determined by them. In every space between your past and your future is your self-author and their capacity to choose a better future for you. Remember this and have faith in your ability to be more than you knew yourself to be.